Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday that its air defense systems destroyed two drones over the Kaluga and Tver regions, which border the Moscow area. It added that they also destroyed one closer to the capital, over the Istra district. Authorities said operations at Moscow's main airports were briefly interrupted due to the drone strikes, before resuming later Tuesday. Earlier, Russia's defense ministry said its forces shot down at least three Ukraine-launched drones targeting the country's capital. Separately, Moscow claimed that Russian air defenses destroyed a Ukrainian aeroplane-style drone over the Crimea Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The turbulence came as the United States claimed that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un will travel to Russia this month to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin and discuss supplying weapons to the Kremlin for the war in Ukraine. Russia seeks more weapons to continue its invasion of Ukraine amid claims that Kiev reclaimed some territories. Kiev said Tuesday its troops had regained more areas on the Eastern Front and were advancing farther south in their counteroffensive against Russian forces. However, Kiev also acknowledged losses, saying Russian drones had detonated on the territory of NATO military alliance member Romania during an overnight airstrike on a Ukrainian port across the Danube River. Romania's government denied its territory had been hit by rare stray fire from the war in Ukraine, hitting a neighboring member of NATO. And there were more difficulties. Shocked witnesses pass an apparently destroyed British Challenger 2 in Ukraine near the village of Rabotine on the Kyiv-Zaporizhia front line. It would be the first time one of the tanks delivered to Ukraine has been destroyed in combat, and it is a reminder that Russian attacks also damage Western military hardware. As clashes continue, there is increased concern over the increased use of cluster bombs, despite being banned in many nations. The Cluster Munition Coalition said Tuesday that more than 900 people were killed or injured by cluster munitions in Ukraine last year amid broad Russian use of the weapons. Cluster munitions can be dropped from planes or fired from artillery before exploding in mid-air and scattering bomblets over a wide area. They also posed a lasting threat, as many failed to explode on impact, effectively acting as landmines that can go off years later. The Cluster Munition Coalition now fears Ukraine will also increasingly use cluster bombs, following an influx of the controversial weapons from the United States. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.